Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at the iTunes, at the Stitcher, or at the crabdiving.com. Just plain old crabdiving.com. If somebody has the crabdiving.com, fuck you for squatting on our name, assholes. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours with a very special guest here in studio.
Hi, everybody.
Kelly the Voice from K-Voice, Voice of Resistance, the awesome activism-tastic show that frequently follows ours here in the stream and is out there on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America? How are you doing?
How is everybody today?
Are you sore from getting fucked by the Shitler?
Yeah, right. Probably not.
Ice down.
If he has to boast that much, usually.
Maybe it won't get that worse. Maybe we're getting into the section where he gets fucked by us.
We'll see.
For the shit he's
done. I understand he's not happy these days. It's sad, Don.
I did hear he's loving this trip because the pomp and circumstance.
Oh my God,
he's just like a little kid.
And they were all briefed. We did the story here. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher about how the various kings and poobahs or whatever the fuck they got, sultans that they're throwing at him, what they were briefed on. Like, talk about his amazing electoral victory.
I mean, he's got to be jealous, right?
Talk about his electoral victory.
I would do the same thing if I had to deal with that motherfucker. How do I flatter you?
Oh, I love you. I love the people there. They're very nice.
They got to be laughing out loud. So easy to play this motherfucker.
Right. And I got to figure he's just jealous. He probably sees that Saudi king and is like, I want that. Nobody fucks with you.
Right.
And then if anybody fucks with you, I can throw rocks at him.
Do you think he's shopping all their furniture? I want that.
I think he's going to ask for political asylum.
I would.
Can I stay here in Abu Dhabi, Booby? Yeah.
I want to live out the rest of my life in the Philippines.
Not Melania. Fuck her. She won't hold my hand.
There's like two more. Did you see that?
Right.
On the internet, you can find that people are now putting together a highlight reel of her swatting his hand away.
God, that
good
is...
girl.
And not wanting to deal with him. She did it on the again yesterday, at the mouth of the plane. He reached back and she was like,
That's
so
right.
Now people are going back and looking.
Oh, God.
And they're finding
hilarious.
More instances of her where he tries to reach for her hand. She's like,
I don't think they've had sex in a long time.
Oh God. I don't think so either. I see a lot of hate in that relationship. There's no way they like each other.
I just
don't see it.
I like to eat.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the passion Alex Jones has, probably unless he's enraged.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Which he's always enraged at Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is frequently enraged. But he's only playing a character, just like just like we are here.
Right. I'm Meryl Streep.
Yeah. lots going on. Thanks for joining us, Kelly. Awesome job on the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
Lots
I love
great
doing
feedback
the show.
On the show.
Fucking awesome.
And to all the listeners who we share, thank you for listening.
That's right.
Yeah, I like the beginning of it too.
I have many threesomes with listeners.
Shit, man.
You like my intro?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, dude.
This episode of K-Voice?
Right.
Well, I realize, like, I do my show the day before it airs, and shit fucking changes.
It's too fast. It's exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I needed to put a message out there.
Timestamp
on it. Shit's gonna change.
Right. Well, probably for the worse.
That's a thing that's being talked about by all news shows. I hear Rachel Maddow talking about that. How, gosh, we had this one show we were going to do for you today, but then this thing happened, so now we're changing everything.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That happens every fucking day.
John Oliver.
Dude, that was great.
His last show, he ended up doing the last 3 minutes of squeezing the entire previously scheduled show.
Right.
Because of all the new news. He just couldn't not talk about the new news.
And everything, Schindler's just bananas, man. I know he's enjoying this trip, but does he have to look crazy? Everything he does looks crazy. He can't even sign. I read an article where he can't even sign like guest books normally. You know, he has to sign at an angle or a really large. Look at me.
Yeah.
My
name needs to be the biggest.
And the Holocaust Memorial, was that the one where?
Yeah.
Most civilized humans leave pretty long things of remembrance. Well, might have been briefed on that and say, hey, here, write this shit. You know, I mean, you don't write, gosh, Anne Frank would have been a believer.
Right.
Somebody might coach you on that.
Justin Bieber wrote something more profound.
And
more about Anne Frank.
And he was like, oh, I this was great. I love it here. I bought a magnet. Donald J. Trump.
Can he write?
Wow.
Can he read and write, I mean, extensively? I mean, does he have a very limited vocabulary of what?
So. We heard that story from Saturday Night Live where that actor that was there, that is no longer there, but he was there when Trump was there during the primaries. And he said at the table read, he couldn't. That he like struggled to read. He reads like a 4-year-old. And you can see it in the teleprompter. I mean, he can read. He can obviously read, but he ain't great at it.
So did he not read Mein Kampf?
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, it was by his bed. Or did he just tackle it like a paragraph at a time?
It was speeches.
Yeah.
Oh, it was speeches.
Yeah, it was a compilation. The book allegedly that his wife, the number one, Ivana... that Ivana alleged that he had a book of Hitler's speeches.
Well, have you seen those mashups where they do a Hitler speech mixed in with his? And they're almost word for word.
It's so creepy. I mean, it's very scary. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, he just is, I don't know. You read all these stories about him and you just think, God, it can't get any more bizarre, but... I mean, I feel like the investigation stuff, I mean, it's coming to a head, right? I mean, when he comes, I mean, coming to a head. I mean, isn't Comey supposed to testify next week after Memorial Day?
Testify. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He still wants to testify in public. I thought there it might be a little bit on hold now, though, because dude Mueller wants to talk to him, and usually those special counsel, special prosecutor dudes get first dibs.
Yeah.
No sloppy seconds for them.
No, yes. So do they not, he wants to talk to him privately?
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to get on the same page for the testimony?
He might not testify at all.
Yeah, he wants the testimony just for him.
Right.
And he might recommend that Comey not go out in public and testify.
Damn it.
That we should hold off for a minute.
Why don't we get to hear that?
Well, I mean...
That sucks.
That's what Lindsey Graham was pretending to be upset about.
That the people aren't going to be able to see this out in public. Like, right. I love to do it in public.
Oh, shit.
No one wants to see that.
Right. I listen, if there was a sex tape of Lindsey Graham, that would be great.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely. I love sex. Don't you love sex tapes from these like holier than thou hypocritical Republicans?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of politicians that I would rather. Well, I mean, I don't want to see, but I'd rather come out besides him.
Sure,
I mean, Lindsey Graham is all bark, no bite piece of shit.
Right.
But at the same time, there's worse.
I buy it.
Under the right circumstances.
I buy it if you don't say that safe word.
If I have my third julep.
I'm relaxed.
So thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Yes, thank you.
On this, our
one last time.
We have countdown to, please God, no big earthquakes until this date. It is now 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Five shows. Wait.
We're going to get out of here before this city gets sucked into a crevasse.
Quite possibly.
Of hell. Maybe.
Crab Diving's relocating to the Redneck Riviera.
I'm really sad.
In 7 days. Yeah.
You're two of the few people I like.
Right.
Well, you're one of the few people I like here.
Oh, thanks.
You should come visit.
God, come by fucking yag.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, I'm not sure if I want to risk my life in Florida.
You won't risk your life. What do you mean?
There's bugs the size of you.
Yeah, but you know the horrible conversations you can get caught in Los Angeles?
That
seems like a danger to me.
That's true. Maybe that's why I isolate.
People are really nice.
They're so fucking nice.
I just talked to our new landlord, and I thought it was going to be about a 30-second phone call. I just needed some information about what fucking utilities to hook up and stuff. And it was a half hour.
He's a lib, right?
It's a half hour. She? She's, I think she was a registered Democrat.
Right.
That's good.
I Google stalked her and found out that she was a Democrat. So.
Right.
But we did, when Ryan's mom and brother were looking at the place for us, we did say, don't mention the show.
Don't mention the fucking show. Oh, my God.
Not that we're embarrassed or anything, but...
don't say dick to anyone about anything.
Right.
Yeah. Schittler should heed that. He talks too much.
Well, yeah, and tweets too much.
He talks way too much about shit he doesn't know about. You know, I don't mean to. I know we're probably about to hit the headlines, but fuck that thing about the goddamn submarine that he kind of just mentioned off. You know,
was that to his buddy Duterte?
Yeah, they were blowing each other, and he was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! Oh, what about that submarine?
Yeah,
whoa, 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 whoa!
This reminds me of the submarine.
Yeah,
going deep.
Oh yeah,
that we have.
Yeah, he's it's like." It's like a little kid boasting about, look at the latest great new toy I got. And that's what it was with the Sergei brothers.
Oh, yes.
Did you want to hear what the Israelis told me?
God.
I got this great intel.
I got the best intel.
Yeah.
God.
And it was the same fucking thing with Duterte. Oh, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I have two nuclear submarines that are hanging out over by a Kim Jong-un. Yeah.
And he also said Duterte was doing a fabulous job with the drug problem in the Philippines, guys.
Who may be declaring martial law, by the way. In
some areas, right? He has.
Yeah.
Us next.
I'm trying to remember the... Mindanao, I think, is the province.
Mindanao.
That he's from. And it's the one where... Like the ISIS took over a town.
Like
took over the fire department and the city hall. And, I mean, it was just like all fucked up and we're killing people. So he was threatening martial law.
If ISIS takes over your fire department, will they still fight fires for you? Or is that not?
If you survive the I believe in Allah test,
definitely.
Did they set the fire first?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I believe in Allah.
Oh yeah, whatever you need me to believe in,
as well as Aquaman and whatever that green guy was in. That green chick from Guardians
Star Trek,
Guardians of the Galaxy,
the one that Shatner made out with.
Yeah.
Oh, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
The weird interspecies porn that they had.
Whatever gets me not decapitated. I
first
believe.
Interracial kiss. They took flack for that.
The what?
On television, the first interracial kiss is when he made out with Uhura.
Oh, poor Uhura had to kiss that guy. His big fucking head.
How do you know? Maybe he's a great kisser.
I doubt it. Ask around.
You don't know what the Shat's got going on.
Call up Heather Locklear. Wasn't she on TJ Hooker with him?
Oh, God. Yeah. TJ Hooker reference.
Ask her. I'm sure she knows.
Wow. TJ Hooker is not about a Mexico prostitute. It's about an ancient show about a cop. It's the show that Shatner did. He actually, for a long time, right? It ran for a whole bunch of years.
He was a uniform cop.
He's still known as Captain Kirk, but he was one of the few that was able to go on and kind of have.
Is he still with us?
Career playing something else. Yeah.
He didn't die. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, Shatner's still around.
All right.
Nimoy, sadly, we lost.
Sad.
And Scotty.
Sad.
And Chekhov, I think.
Sad!
Nimoy went on to do other things.
Right. He was in War Games.
Right.
And he also did a movie. War Games. He also did a video about Lord of the Rings.
He was on a TV show I watched on like the Sci-Fi Channel I binge watched it one time. I don't even remember which one it was, but.
I can't believe I can't remember what it's called. That show was huge. It was on for a long time.
You know which one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time travel.
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
No.
Not Orphan Black.
No.
No, that's a really good one, too, by the way.
You know what
this is before Orphan Black.
Did you ever see the Griffith Science Observatory?
Yes. Here in Los Angeles, California?
Oh, yes. Leonard Nimoy narrates the video that you see there if you go and watch the movie about space that they offer in the bottom floor. It's very good. He does a great job.
Fun facts.
And Mark Hamill?
Yes.
Mark Hamill.
Became very successful doing voiceover. Ton of voiceovers.
Still alive. He's still alive. Not dead yet.
There was a trailer. We saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 last night. Thumbs up. Paws up if you're interspecies.
Oh, yeah.
And
bestiality.
Or a furry.
Oh, right.
I guess for our furry listeners, I'm sure we have them.
We got any cloppers? I'm a brony. Yeah.
If you're a brony listener, please do contact us.
I want to know all about you. What are your politics?
I really want to know.
You got to be anti-Trump all if you're a clopper or a brony, right? I mean...
Yeah. Cloppers are for those that aren't in the know. Well, first of all, bronies.
Bronies and cloppers hate each other,
yeah.
right?
Bronies are the people that are just way obsessed with My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah.
But no bodily fluids involved.
That is correct.
Cloppers are the ones that are into My Little Pony.
Right.
And fucking like My Little Ponies.
Bring on the fluids, baby.
Each other.
Right. Lots of plastic.
In their pony outfits.
Yeah.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine you're a dry cleaner and all of a sudden it's like, gee, I got this, the oddest thing today. What is this?
Yeah.
I got a horse costume with
My Little Ponies are called.
An odd hole in it.
I don't know.
Scotch guard that shit.
What are My Little Ponies called?
But are there different names for
cloppers.
Are there different characters for the cartoon?
I'm sure. Yeah. Like, Sprinkles. Yeah, they have different names. It's
very fucked up.
The bronies have full-on like fan sites dedicated to different... God. I don't know.
My favorite little pony is Starfish Burst.
Is it?
Of course it is.
It's all brown.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in... I cheated. I looked. Going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower for the next four shows. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Jeez.
Meanwhile, the new daughter, who apparently is less of a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yes.
There was a story the other day that he's teaching her how to imitate Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that. It's
like
so great.
Like a little YouTube moment of him teaching his daughter, his three-year-old daughter, how to do the Trump imitation.
It's nice to see Alec Baldwin sort of interacting on a positive level with his children, because I only know him from calling his daughter a pig, which I don't know if that's a great thing to call your kid.
And maybe a photographer, a fag or two.
Oh, that's right. He said that. Yeah, I forget Alec Baldwin's a little bit of a piece of shit.
He's edgy.
Yeah. The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
It bait.
Huff Post.
Fuck you.
The newly named.
You're hired.
She stepped on your she stepped on your fuck you line.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you. The headline over to the HuffPo. There's a fucking one of those autoplay videos. God damn it. I want to play that Hollywood Hick.
Such bullshit.
It says CBO shock. We got the score.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick on the sevens and at midnight on the Crab Diving Network.
We got the score from the Trump Care slash Ryan Care slash fuck you, just die care.
It's Paul Ryan. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know about that. Right? I don't want any.
Assuming you didn't have anything to do with the the health care that we have.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Come on, Lily. Stop it.
But one of the things that one of the many, many, many criticisms launched toward the shit-tastic GOP Congress was that they fucking passed it without a CBO score.
No shit.
Kind of one of those things that you just kind of don't do. They screamed bloody murder about Obamacare being rammed in us like
rammed it through
big black schlong.
But it wasn't, right? It went through a whole process.
It was not. In any way.
Fucking talked about it.
Right. And amendments. In fact, the original Obamacare had a fucking single payer option, goddammit. And the Republicans were like, squeal, squeal, no.
God.
The shameless hypocrisy of the right is stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not surprising, but it's stunning.
If we were a lesser country, the GOP wouldn't be a thing anymore. They would have been marched out of Washington and sent somewhere very bad. But because we're civilized, we don't do that, unfortunately.
Is that a little wistful? Yeah.
Yes. Fuck them.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Paul DePage of Maine. So the Republicans passed that shitty Trump care just so Trump could wave it around and say, look,
ooh.
Look, I washed all the black fingerprints off of your health care like I promised.
That's all it is.
Yep.
This is insane.
Now the CBO has come out and said that with the new legislation that the House passed, that remember, the Republicans in the Senate were like, I'm going to use that to put in the bottom of my rat cage.
Yeah.
Because they're starting over. All the Republicans in the Senate were like, that's cute. Thank you. Thanks, Republicans in the
God
House.
Damn.
That's really quaint. We're going to write the legislation and then we'll send something back to y'all. Now it's 23 million fewer people will have insurance. Under the new
That's
Republican.
That's it? Jeez. Right. How generous of them.
How the fuck is that even acceptable? They're not even, they're immoral.
Right. Look at the fucking budget that got delivered, which again, even some House Republicans are saying, this isn't worth the paper that they printed it
even
on.
There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing in here that
That's
is going to stay.
Something. Well, there are moderates in the House. Right. Isn't that
purple stateies? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some swing districts. In fact, let me see. I think I have some before we head over to the we'll talk a little bit more about that. But there was some good news that bodes well for the future. Not only is Ossoff in got like a 7 to 8 point lead.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
In that
last
district,
I heard it was only one
in that district of Georgia in the latest polling. And he's a dude that was Tom Price's old district.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And before that, Newt fucking Gingrich.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's been blood red forever.
Gingrich was like, when I was growing up in Georgia, it was like fucking Elvis. He was...
God, really?
He was a star. People loved him. The New Deal, they thought he saved the fucking government, you know?
No. He's so gross. Now he's going around peddling conspiracy theories. Well, he always kind of has. He's had a penchant for that.
He's spreading that Seth Rich bullshit. Yeah.
You know what I don't understand about him? How is he so fucking ugly? Have you looked at his face?
I guess we'd have to look at his parents. And
have you looked at every Republican practically?
Yeah, but his face in particular is so weird.
Well, bigotry distorts one.
It's like he's got this big giant head. His forehead juts out a lot. And curves under, and then his little beady eyes are hidden beneath this shelf of a fucking forehead. And he's got these tiny little cheeks and this weird little fucking mouth.
I like to fight, too!
I mean, he's just so fucking ugly.
A rotten soul rots the face.
Oh, he's, yeah.
That's right. I didn't know that.
It's true. Look it up. I read that somewhere.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Ossoff is in the lead in that Georgia district.
Yay.
And ridiculous amounts of money are flying in on both sides. But they've got really a heinous, I forget her name. The Republican.
Karen something, right?
She's weird.
She's bizarre. She ain't a great candidate. Not a great candidate.
I mean, if that guy is doing well there, why would the Republicans, if they have anyone that's, why wouldn't they put some moderate up there? Somebody who's more of a centrist?
I don't know.
Does that not exist anymore?
No.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw another article today about,
because she's a loon.
About pro-life Democrats.
Oh.
Right.
Well, no. Them. No. A,
get out.
No.
Physical response from over here to the left of the studio.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be pro-life because you're denying the fiscal impacts of abortion. Yeah. Not, I mean, of having kids you can't afford. I mean, you can't. It is not simply about it's not only about a woman's right to choose.
Right.
I mean, we're talking on practically every level of life, this impacts you. You're not a progressive.
Yeah. And that's your
liberal
uterus
or whatever.
And that's your fucking uterus, right?
Correct. You're not a progressive.
Right.
But can you still be a Democrat?
No, not in my world.
Is the question, which is why we'll scream about it every fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we not have some kind of parliamentary system where it's different representation for different groups, and everybody's got to work together. People got to form together for common cause instead of this binary bullshit that we have. It's our way or the highway.
I was reading an article in Rolling Stone, and they were talking about how only half of pro-lifers think we should ban abortion. So not even all pro-lifers think we should ban abortion. So it's not where the people are.
Right.
Like it's dumb.
It is so stupid.
Trent,
I just say, I mean, you know, how do you have Democrats that are pro-life? I mean, how does that work? I don't even like to use the term pro-life.
No,
fucked
anti-choice.
It's anti-fucking choice.
There's a couple of them.
You know, the Democrats, a party, they need to make an example of these guys and primary the fuck out of them. Take their job, and then that shit stops.
What if they say they're pro-life, but they wouldn't vote that legislation?
Then that's okay.
Keep it
like
yourself.
Tim Kaine.
You don't have to love abortion. No one loves abortion.
But
you don't have to want it for yourself, but you have to let other people do it if that's their choice.
Right.
So no, if you're not going to legislate against it, great. Oh, but that's how Obama felt.
But I tell you what, I don't really want to vote for a guy who has the feelings like Tim Kaine. Because to me, that leaves the door open on it. How do I know this motherfucker's not going to flip-flop? I mean, if he feels in his heart that abortion is wrong, it's whatever. There's a life in there that you're sucking out of what, you know.
Well, then
that makes me nervous.
You get rid of him.
Yeah, primary is that.
The second in the Democratic Party, we open the door to maybe it's okay. Is the second people like Tim Kaine start switching their position on that.
Right.
As long
convenient.
As we have a hard line on it in the dominant party, then those people are going to have to deal and not take that position.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I couldn't get to the gong fast enough.
Right.
That would have warranted a gong.
Well, that's what they do. You know, the Republicans, when they get a guy in some districts that is not enough of a hardliner, don't they primary him? They find some T-loon to run against him?
Well, they have been.
Take his fucking job?
They have been, but
why can't we
that
do
may
the
not
same
work
thing?
As well anymore because a lot of the T-loons are getting disillusioned now.
Right.
And they're just going to all break up again. Like the heinous reptiles that they are. They can't hang together.
Yes.
The evangelicals don't belong in the same bed with the crazy white nationalists. I mean, there's a lot of overlap there. But the specific subgroups generally shouldn't be together.
No.
And we've seen when they get together, all they do is start fighting each other.
Because they're all extremist in their own right.
Right.
And I'm this way with the left, too. Extremist on the left. You can't govern and be an extremist.
Yeah, but it's a little, don't you think it's a little different on the left when you, Because in the right.
Because we're right.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, there is a moral high ground there.
There
I
is
mean.
A moral high ground. But and the they're right. a little less crazy. Like, I mean, look, right. we have our crazies, but, yeah. like, we have no, our conspiracy theories well, no, and I mean, shit, but... But for the most part...
Yeah. I mean, the right, they base what they believe in racism and hate and exclusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you get some lefties. What are they? What's their far left belief right. based on? Not that, right?
For
right.
sure. Especially when you're talking about social issues and stuff like that. But it's when they try to pull out the economic differences where they fall apart even further.
Yeah.
The this bullshit. Bernie was on today on was it MSNBC? Maybe Andrew Mitchell, and he. Was saying the same thing. This budget,
he said, it's an immoral. This is an immoral budget because it
fucks poor people. It takes health care away right. from people. It slashes Medicaid, slashes Medicare, and gives massive tax breaks
massive.
To people
to
like
fucking rich.
Trump.
Yeah. And what about the State Department?
The oh, 30%. Slash
let's
of their
let's
budget.
Beep up the military, but really dick ourselves in national yeah. security. No problem.
That's a great point. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would you want to increase the military budget, but then take money out of the State Department? Because they don't believe in diplomacy?
Yeah. yes.
oh, shit. It's easier to blow people up rather than just blow people.
I was just bringing up a Lindsey Graham quote.
if I had a nickel.
Right.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, I think we might have talked about this a little bit yesterday, but he said he invoked Benghazi. He said, the cuts in the State Department, I think, is very irresponsible given threats we face. If fully implemented, we'd have to retreat from the world or have a lot of Benghazi situations on our hands.
Well, I just played a clip of fucking Chaffetz back in Benghazi days where he's proudly touting that they cut the state, they cut yeah. the budget yeah. so they couldn't send more money for security. I mean, and basically the reporter's like, so what you're saying is you have some responsibility in this. No, no, that's not what I'm saying. But you were just proudly touting that you cut security.
It's insane right. that all that shit's politicized.
And they go home at home and tell their herd at the town halls that the black guy's coming for your guns.
right. Right.
Oh.
So, yeah, Ossoff's doing well, but also in a couple of state houses, which is... I would argue almost more important than some of these national races because we really got to get the states back.
Yeah.
We're perilously close to the Republicans being able to call a limited constitutional convention and rewrite the whole fucking Constitution.
I keep forgetting about
Let's,
that.
Let's look at the crowd that's in charge right now.
Yeah.
The Koch brothers are semi-hard for the first time in decades, thinking about the possibility of fucking with the Constitution. Taking away all those pesky human rights and shit.
Right.
And letting the real smart white people run things.
I mean, I don't know. By the way, I put my fucking... My boss is emailing me about a screen door that may have blown open at her mom's house. And a burglar alarm went off, and I checked on it, and she is fine. Everything's fine.
Oh. That's good. Good to hear.
By the way, yes. Thank you, everyone. My day job's making me nuts. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get paid, baby.
Oops. Pressed the wrong button there. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo is that the CBO has come back and said that 23 million people will be off that pesky healthcare
Jeez.
Insurance. And did you see what Mulvaney said late yesterday or today about our goal was something like compassion is seeing
oh yes
isn't seeing how many people we have on these programs. It should be how many people we get off of these programs.
What in the fuck? I never hear them saying that about corporate tax cuts or welfare.
Of course not.
Let's get Exxon off the corporate dole, man. Let's help them. I mean, it's the idea
that Exxon's like white people.
Oh, yes. But if you're making minimum wage and you get and you get extra money from the government, extra money. This is not even how you should think about it. If you get money for the government to help you with your kids or whatever, why is that something you should work to get rid of? I don't even understand.
They don't even want to have a minimum wage.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's right. They want to get rid of the minimum wage.
Like Chris Rock said, think about minimum wage. That means that if your boss could, they would pay you less.
Absolutely.
If they could.
You said it the other day. It's eugenics.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one great way of making them the master race. Right. And now they're getting pissed because all these brown people coming over and inseminating their beautiful white women.
Yes.
And turning and having brownish kids. Well, they can't imagine that's driving them crazy.
We got to, you know what? We all have to
shifty
procreate until we're all the same color.
Oh, I agree.
That's what Gaddafi said years ago.
Really?
I swear to God, he said that.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Really?
I don't know.
It's the only good thing he ever said.
Maybe he liked pizza, too. Maybe we have that in common also. But
he liked pizza.
Sometimes you're just going to have something in common with
he wants to turn everybody
the horrible
into the
dictator,
same
yeah.
Shade of what would that be, beige? We'd all be beige.
Well, that's just what's going to happen, right. Probably.
Yeah.
Unless the scary white people get their way.
The sooner the better.
That's right. And Ozzie Gant, well, wait, what you God. There was some Chicago manager of a baseball team, maybe it was Dusty Baker, that said that white people's skin was inferior.
No, that's what Dusty Baker.
To that black Dusty skin Baker. And they should stay out of the fucking sun because we can't take it.
As one who's so white, Lou. She's translucent. I agree.
That wasn't Lou.
Was that Lou Piniella?
That was either Dusty Baker or Ozzie Guillen. Lou Piniella never
I'm the
said
same
shit
way.
Like that.
Yeah.
I burst into flames. I get heat rush. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, the outside chance I would ever consider procreation. I would find somebody brown so my
I've
kids,
always said that. Yeah.
So my kids don't have to be burdened with this 40 SPF walk out in the when it's cloudy,
but
wimpy Irish skin.
Everything outside of the sun's kind of easier, though, right? Because if you're white, you can tell your kids, look, there's a cop over there. You can go talk to him.
Well, there's that.
There's that, yeah.
That's like the whole, everybody in the South is so nice.
To white guys.
Yeah, as long as you're a white straight person.
Absolutely.
The Democrats in two states.
Yes.
Got flipped not one but two legislative seats in special elections yesterday.
Bam. No
shit.
Both in deep red territory.
Hell yeah, baby.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
Democrat Edie Desmarais.
Oui.
Very French.
Yes.
Defeated Republican Matthew Plash. Very French. Where the fuck are they in New Hampshire? All these French
Where the fuck is New Hampshire? I've never fucking been there. I've never met one person from New Hampshire. Is it really a thing?
It's a thing.
It exists.
It's up there 69ing Vermont.
Oh, is it?
on the map.
It's Vermont's reverse cowgirl.
96ing.
Okay.
52-48 she won in a deep red district. State House. Which was a seat that Trump won by 8 points.
Wow.
That's big.
And in New York, New York's 9th District Assembly, Democrat Christine Pellegrino.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Beat Republican Thomas Gargiulo.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God.
What's happening? So all the French people are in New Hampshire, and all the Italians are in the 9th District of New York.
Gargiulo. What is that? What's his name?
Gargiulo. G-A-R-G-I-U-L-O. Gargiulo.
I love that.
She won by 4 points. No. Holy shit. My maths are bad. She won by 16 points. 58-42.
Damn.
Even though Trump and Stein won 60-37.
Well, they
60-30 fucking seven is what I'm talking about. That Trump won in this district.
Hey, we voted for that fucking Trump, and he fucking sucks. Is that what happens? Like, they voted for Trump, and then nothing's working.
I saw him hug a Muslim guy over the weekend.
He got brown on his fingers. Fuck him.
That's what Nate Silver says. The worst the president's doing is the worst that the elections go. There's outliers, but for the most part, it goes pretty.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like we just got to keep our fingers crossed.
Yes,
and hope this wave come. We can ride out this fucking
shit.
Trumpian tsunami, and
yeah, well.
And possibly President fucking Pence.
Bleah.
And just hold out for one more year.
Bleah.
And take hopefully the Senate.
Right.
And possibly the House. If we got both, holy fucking shit, would things be awesome. Because then we could just fly the fuck you flag to whatever goose stepper is still in the White House.
But
unless Pence goes down too.
But we keep laying our hopes in this shit system that we subscribe to. This is a horrible fucking system. Any system that allows Donald Trump to win from an electoral vote, in my opinion, is a crap, shit, fuck system.
Well, yeah, we need to get rid of the electoral
college.
How do we
do that?
Well, it's in the Constitution, so that'd be a little rough, but there's a way around.
Right. Revolution,
baby. If we could
get
39-ish states to agree that they go winner take all of the popular vote.
Okay.
That they could do that. See, the Constitution says, well, let's go to the Electoral College. But it doesn't say what the Electoral College is.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
So, or how that, or it says, but the states can decide how to present those delegates to the Electoral College. That's why we got some states that are winner take all, some that are individual districts. But if every state decided that they would allocate all of their electoral college votes to the national winner of the popular vote,
right,
then that's it. Then the winner of the national public vote wins.
That
asshole in Wyoming who has 30 times what our votes here mean in California, it wouldn't count anymore.
But you have to engage in the argument with, why does L.A. and New York and San Francisco get to decide
because
our president?
There's millions of us.
Right.
Yeah. There's millions of us.
And we read books and shit. I don't mean to sound like a fucking elitist. God damn it. I know this is supposed to be the time when liberals aren't supposed to be such assholes, but fuck me, man.
Well, oh, fuck that.
Look at our show.
I agree.
Look at our show.
God, you know, when this Shitler gets impeached and he's gone,
assholes.
The thing where we're gracious losers and all that shit, boy, I'm going to be shitting. I told you so's right out of my liberal fucking hippie ass all fucking day, baby. I told you so, you stupid idiots. I mean, really
kind of doing that now. And a few people are starting to come around of the Trumpalos, but
it's just so irritating.
Still, who the hell knows? I mean, what it's going
to
take.
What do you do? What do you have to do with these people? You either have to shame them into submission or...
Is that possible,
wait
though?
For them to fucking die.
There you go.
No, the more we shame them, supposedly, the more they stick to their guns about living, you know, their choice. And I understand that because I would kind of react the same way. That being said, I don't think these people are reachable at all, regardless.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, they're not getting the accurate news. They don't believe in facts. I think we have to win and save this country despite them. We got to stop trying to win them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not going to happen. Like, it's another world.
Right.
They live in another fucking world.
Imagine if you get all your news from Fox.
Right.
I have relatives that get all their bullshit from Fox News, and they're not...
informed.
They're not informed.
They aren't... At the core, they are not stupid fucking people.
Right, right.
What they did for a living was very complicated.
I know people too.
So
professionals.
How do they buy that bullshit
medical
from Fox?
Professionals.
Yes. And they buy the Fox bullshit.
Right.
It's a choice.
Because that's all they watch.
But they get an iPhone in their pocket.
Because they're not out. I saw somebody said something to the effect of, I thought it was great, that just the way progressives think, progressives kind of give a shit more about the truth as opposed to...
And use multiple sources where they don't.
Being made to feel better by what the news is coming out. Like Fox is telling them what you think is right.
Yeah. But at their core... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But some of these guys, at their core, they're racist, you know?
Well, sure.
And they need to justify that with I mean, there's probably that little bit of that, you know, guilt maybe that they're like, no, I need to feel better about my belief system.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's confirmed. It's okay.
Right.
Look, there's a fellow Klan member in the Attorney General's office.
Oh, yeah. They, look, our president is a big fat fucking racist. I feel better.
I feel enabled. I'm going to go out and call someone the N-word on the street because I can.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah.
Totally happening.
And to prove that still on the right.
Yes.
There's Russian accusations exploding. The RICO investigation continues on, which is a separate deal. More information coming out about that. And the headline over at the Drudge Report is a picture of Schittler holding hands with Bibi Netanyahu, his good buddy, and it says, Trump approval pops to 48%, succeeds where Obama failed. Political anxiety fades. So before I clicked on it,
yes,
the name in my head popped up Rasmussen. And sure enough, it's the Rasmussen poll, which always skews
right
pretty heavily conservative. Now there are polls that skew pretty heavily liberal,
right?
So I'm just saying
some polls skew to the right, some skew to the left.
But in the average
curves,
I saw the average the other day that he was under 40.
Oh,
like
shit.
For the first time, he was at 39 for the first time.
Yeah,
I love it.
But what this is the Daily Presidential Tracking Poll. The Rasmussen reports the Daily says for Wednesday, 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 52 disapprove.
No, okay.
He's taking money away from all them takers.
Fuck you, boy.
But he's doing a good job.
Yeah, here's this number that I forget which of the pundits on the telly we're talking about.
Pundit.
But the big difference, even though it's still high, these approval records, especially among fucking Republicans, but in the strongly approved section, he's been plummeting pretty quickly.
Okay.
So he's losing a lot of the hardcore lunatics. He lost a bunch of them again over the weekend when he made, he didn't make nice with the Saudis. Well, he did kind of.
He did.
Kind of rolled over and fucked the Saudis by the Saudis.
Let me pull this out.
Yeah.
Well, he embraced their culture wholeheartedly, which other presidents kind of don't, because they don't want to endorse everything the fucking Saudis do.
Wait a second.
So he went through all the pomp and circumstance through all their ceremonies and totally embraced their culture, which
he touched the orb.
He touched the orb.
If I was Donald Trump, I would be okay. What am I touching? Show me the pictures of Barack Obama touching that orb and Reagan and all the other guys. They didn't touch it.
Germaphobe too, right? So. Yeah. He's probably like, is that, do you have some Purell I can rub on that orb?
Nobody said, what the fuck is this? Why am I in the middle of a mosh pit with a bunch of guys with swords?
The rest of the world.
What
said,
advisor
what the fuck
said,
are they doing?
You know, that might take a strange picture.
Yeah, right.
Why am I curtsying?
They don't have that.
That's the weirdest thing. Why am I curtsying? Yeah. What a weirdo.
My knee gave out for a moment. My balls were hanging to the left. Right. I had to readjust myself in my boxers. I wasn't curtsying. My giant penis was sneaking down the wrong side of my leg.
Nothing to worry about there.
I had a little semi. I was getting a medal, you know.
Talked about his dick in a fucking debate. That's all.
That's all.
The
big, thick cock.
So there you go. That's the headline. The stupid, ridiculous headline over at the at the Rasmussen or at the Drudge Report.
I mean, I have never. I don't think we'll ever see again a president talk about his dick in a debate.
We can hope we never see a president talk about his dick in a debate.
Right. Not unless Lexington Steel runs for something.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, how much I worry about how far he's lowered the bar for a president and breaking norms. And, like, are we going to be able to go back?
Well, I think about that. You know, in California, we had Mary Carey ran for governor, didn't she? The porn star.
Yeah, I voted for her.
Did you really?
No, I didn't vote for Mary Carey.
She was going to put a luxury tax on breast implants.
She got like 40,000 votes or something. Yeah, I mean, she did get like a ridiculous number of votes.
Right.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger won.
Oh, yes. How embarrassing for us.
After we had the recall.
Right. Total recall.
That was crazy. That was shortly after I moved here. There was a recall election of the governor.
That was not a good time for California, spending all those money on those special elections when Schwarzenegger was fucking czar. So stupid.
So those are your headlines over at the Comedy Pico Liberal HuffPo.
Things are going well.
The rebranded HuffPo.
Are they still investigating Comey and the Russia thing?
Oh, well, sure. In fact, was there a news story on that? There might have been almost a half day of quiet for once on the major revelations of what's going on with Trump
they got what they wanted out of this trip, right? They wanted a distraction from the news cycle. They wanted people to not think about it for a second.
We've been kind of following what's been going on over at patribotics.blog, which is a journalist.
Oh, yes.
Who seems to have some really well-sourced shit and seems to have stuff before a lot of the mainstream media, a lot of these breaking stories.
Right.
Especially the General Flynn shit.
That's amazing.
Louise Mensch on the Twitter, if you follow her.
Isn't Mensch the conspiracy theorist for the left? Do I have the right person?
She's a little conspiracy theory-ish, but she hasn't been super wrong on a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
Super.
Just saying.
I haven't done a lot of research on her, but Pod Save America was trying
she's
to
a little out there. But she's not,
to
she's
warn
not even
liberals
a lefty, though.
A little away.
That's one of the problems, is that she's a conservative.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she was. She's been conservative forever, and she just went anti-Trump when Trump won she went anti when Trump won the election. But yeah, she's not the best.
Okay. I'm not very familiar.
Why I said the rumor. They have rumors. They yesterday we talked about them, and I said they kind of put stuff out more at the rumor stage.
Oh, yeah.
But they do say when stuff is unsubstantiated. Like the article I read, they were talking about BuzzFeed and how BuzzFeed took all that shit for publishing the dossier when there was a difference between the spin was from the media, and even mainstream media jumped on BuzzFeed all sanctimonious.
Oh, yeah, like, they did.
I can't believe they released that.
Right.
There's a difference between non-substantiatable and unsubstantiated.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they
said it was.
And the veracity, the article I read, they were talking about how this spook from Britain.
Hello?
The dude.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name escapes me. Yeah, the James Bond guy.
Damn it. I know his name. Christopher something.
Christopher Steele.
Right.
That his cred is impeccable.
Yes.
That the reason there were some alarm bells might have been tripped is because he gets good intel. He does good work.
Yeah.
He's a consultant that is hired by the FBI and the CIA and MI-12, 69, whatever the fuck, MI-5, 4.
Listen, the media had no problem putting out all of the emails of not knowing whether they were all authentic or not of Hillary's, or that they had put in ones that weren't legit.
Right.
No, they didn't substantiate that shit.
Right.
So they need to get off their high horse about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this Christopher guy, is he related to Lexington or no?
I don't know. Good callback.
Yes.
That this guy was, people listened to him. That's why it wasn't some nutball with some fiction saying, hey, Trump got pissed on in Moscow. Yes. I mean, this was somebody who has a reputation.
He has gravitas.
Quality work, yeah, and has been a consultant to the CIA and the FBI. And so, yeah, he's not. It wasn't just some nut job. Yeah.
And Kelly makes a great point, too. I was thinking about all the bullshit stories about Hillary's fucking health and how that showed up everywhere. And yeah, that was based on 0.0 evidence.
Except when she did have pneumonia, which they leapt upon.
Yes.
And then she was back 2 days later. Fine.
And the fact that she was still working and campaigning for days with pneumonia. Right.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't been for those cunts saying that, you know, it would have been, she wouldn't have. She would have been like, look, I'm going to take a weekend off. I've got pneumonia. The doctor's saying this, but she was ignoring it because she's probably like, good God, I can't even cough in public or InfoWars is going to put it on a loop.
Well, at least our president's healthy.
She's got tuberculosis.
Right.
Our fucking president who didn't have the stamina to even show up to all his events overseas.
I'm so tired.
Yes. What is up with him? Does he have dementia? Is that a real thing?
Not enough KFC to keep my stamina going.
Jesus. It's not even real chicken you're eating over there. Don't they grow those chickens in little beakers, test tubes?
Yeah. Huh?
I've heard the chicken, like they're raised without beaks.
I think they're starting to frown upon that.
They're beakless.
Don't they clip the beaks?
I don't know.
It's also heinous. Makes me want to be a vegan.
Right.
What kind of? I saw there's a new movement out there. Like a, God, I forget what, like a reasonable-tarian or something like that. Or but it's for people, they're saying even cutting down massively on your intake of meat products is going to help the environment. And that too many people get all sanctimonious about it being black and white. Like if you just can't have your sandwich without a little tiny wisp of bacon on it once a month or something, or once a week.
Right.
But you cut out the burgers and the steaks and the chicken and all that other stuff, that you're still going to immensely, if many, many, many people do that, you're going to immensely help the overall
in a big
thing.
Way. And buy responsibly. When you buy your eggs, buy them cage free.
Your own chickens. My friend in Chicago.
Yeah, baby.
Has fucking chickens. Well, fucking, I think he's Indiana now, but has, he's got chickens.
I know.
A neighborhood.
I know a guy that's got goats for milk.
Oh, I want a goat so bad. Oh,
wow.
I really want a goat.
Are you a pet collector?
Oh, I would be if I could be. You'd would
be the
be
cat
a mess.
Hoarder. The,
it would be such a mess.
All kinds of different animals.
Yeah. My studio apartment had three animals.
Oh,
like,
I remember
I don't mess
that.
Around.
That's right. And Bumper's. Bumper takes up a lot of square footage.
By the way, follow Kelly on all our social media.
I thought you were going to say follow Bumper.
Follow Bumper on whatever.
Facebook. He's got his own Facebook page.
He does have his own Facebook page, right. Bumper28.
Wait, he's got an Instagram too, I think.
He also has an Instagram, Bumper28 pounds.
Does Bumper28 pounds?
It's a big, giant fucking cat.
Oh, shit. Does Bumper eat responsibly for the environment?
That picture that you put up of him like face down
in his
bowl.
Food.
Is that how he eats usually?
He lays down next to it. Yeah, lays down
and just rolls his fat head into the bowl.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's gained 3 pounds in his old age.
The vet doesn't say.
He's on a very strict diet. That there's not much we can do.
Is he big boned or something?
He's big boned.
He's just big boned.
He's
got a gland problem.
He has a lot of health problems because he was raised in a cage for a lot of his life.
By the way, Bumper_28 pounds is pictured here with Spicy.
Yeah. He and Sean Spicer headed out. In the bushes.
Spicy in the bushes is never going to be unfunny.
God. I'm looking at this picture of Bumper with his head in the dish.
Bumper 28.
Yeah, it's
on the various social media.
It's a good distraction. Trust me, it's worth it.
Oh shit!
So speaking about this Seth Rich story that really the knuckle draggers over on the right have been bringing back the horrible, ridiculous theory that this guy that was gunned down in D.C. and what they think is a robbery gone wrong.
Robbery gone wrong.
He worked for the DNC. Therefore, Hillary Clinton killed him because he was the WikiLeaks leaker.
Ooh.
None of which there's any evidence of.
Leaker.
These idiots that have been, the guy last week even, who was saying, well, you know, there's new evidence that the guy that brought the stupid fucking story back up from the sewers was a private investigator, Wheeler, I think is his name. And he was hired by, I think, counsel of the family. And then they ended up firing him. And then he kept the investigation going. Now he knows for sure that
this is the guy that has a gut feeling that there's a laptop out there.
That's,
with a
that's how he knows for sure, Ryan, his years of experience.
Because of his gut feeling.
Yeah. Again, I said this the other day. Wouldn't your years of experience as an investigator tell you that if there weren't evidence supporting something, right, that maybe that doesn't exist?
I know there's a laptop. Well, have you seen it? No. Have you talked to anyone that has seen it? No. So there's no proof of its existence.
Are they trying to absolve this Russia
Trump
shit?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no connection. Hannity.
But even if Seth Rich leaked something, things were leaked by multiple sources.
Multiple.
There's no way there would still be a Russia story.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't discount the fucking story, the leaks.
And it falls down on its face.
And it wasn't him.
Yes. And it wasn't.
The Russians. It wasn't him.
All this does is just keep dredging this up for this family that lost their...
So Hannity is the worst over there, but they had a couple of Lou fucking Dobbs and I think maybe Geraldo, who, put journalist in air quotes there. But a few of these assholes over there, and allegedly one or two... Lou Dobbs is allegedly one of their more newsier guys.
God, I forget Lou Dobbs is on Fox.
But he talked about it, and...
Holy fuck.
So finally, Fox News issued a retraction. We talked about it on Crab Diving yesterday. Go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Download a previous episode.
And don't forget Amazon if you want to buy shit. People have been buying shit. Thank you for helping us out here. A couple shekels in the tip jar.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Or if you see us out in public, just stuff cash.
In wherever you want to put it.
Yes.
You don't want people finding you out in
the
public.
Higher denominations. The higher denominations.
Oh, yeah.
The lower you can go.
I got a dollar bill in my rectum from some fan. Oh, well.
So finally, a week after Fox and Fox Online posted a story about it, too. They're online. Quote news. So a leak after they published this bullshit story claiming that evidence exists.
Yes.
Linking the former DNC staffer Seth Rich.
Staff.
To the WikiLeaks. Fox News.
Quote unquote.
Thank you. Published a statement announcing the removal of the article from their website.
Oh, gee.
We're going to be removing that from our website.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pundits such as Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Fucker Carlson, and Geraldo Rivera, and the host of Fox and Friends. Oh, Doothy, I spoke about it too. You know, there's this horrible murder investigation going on.
Oh, God, he's got the worst fucking voice.
You look great. Your tits look awesome today, Ainsley.
Thank you.
Gretchen was so frigid.
She was.
They jumped on reports that this private investigator, Rod Wheeler, who coincidentally is a Fox News contributor, he claimed that there was a source that had found proof on this laptop that doesn't exist, that nobody can prove exists, that the Seth Rich guy had sent tens of thousands of emails to WikiLeaks. That he was the guy who sent Hillary Shillery Killery and pedophile Podesta all the emails,
right. Spirit dinners,
yeah proof that ordering a pizza with pineapple
oh yes
means an African-American four-year-old.
Right. By the way, the dog that lives next door is named after the pizza place. That Pizzagate did not even happen upon.
He's kind of not.
The dog's name is Comet.
Well, it's Yusun.
Comet Ping Pong Pizza. That's what actually Yusun
in Korean.
Okay.
The name on his neck is Yusun.
Okay. But then, they told me his name is
white,
Comet.
Well, they had to white explain to us.
Yes.
That
thank you.
His Buana name
right.
is his slave name.
Yes.
Is. Actually, Comet.
Ping Pong Pizza
Game. It's not Comet. Ping Pong. And I think that's racially insensitive when you say, hi, Comet Ping Pong, to the Asian neighbor. Yeah, because they might not get it.
Right. They won't get it. You're right. That's shitty. Well, to be fair, I don't like the neighbors. I
mean, yeah, they are.
He's an asshole.
Giant diaper loads.
Shitheads.
So he claimed that he had proof that he had this federal source, his Wheeler shit stain. And Hannity and the other ones are like, well, obviously that's proof that Russia didn't do the hacking.
Right.
If there's proof that that he was the leaker, then obviously yes. Russia didn't do it.
Then everything else, all this other bullshit, Carter Page, all the shit with Flynn. Is fiction
the lying
the Twitter gulags
right
where they have people chained up tweeting
that's not a thing
Hillary's corrupt
right
all day yeah he later said that not only had he never seen the emails or the laptop
yes
but he never actually communicated with the source
what
who he allegedly found like he knows a guy who knows a guy. Who knows a guy?
Who knows a guy?
What in the fuck kind of
that's like Alex Jones' source, well, right?
He's a private investigator.
Yeah, yeah.
Private investigator.
Jeez. Way to check your sources. He didn't.
Don't you have some sort of like license or something? Like, I have no idea what goes into the, you know, being considered a private investigator, but isn't it like a...
I think you have to get licensed, but yeah.
Can we have us taken away? I mean, is there an ethics standard?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I would think not. I mean, because a lot of private investigators,
they hide in bushes. And
they
say,
work for
yeah,
insurance companies. Shit, yeah. They're following people around to see if they're lying about their disability.
Seeing people who are cheating
fucking
on people.
Fucking somebody, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheaters. That's what they do. They follow people around. There's no ethics. There's
like,
no ethics.
It's like show right. Cheaters.
Yeah. What am I thinking?
Wheeler said that Fox inaccurately portrayed his remarks, and the whole story is based on miscommunication.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was getting sued. The right. Parents sent a cease and desist. All over the social medias, by the way, don't be fleeced by a video of the parents of Seth Rich.
Okay.
Talking to the camera and saying, we just want to thank everyone for your help and helping us try to find out who did this horrible crime and,
right.
You know, we're not going to rest until we figure it out and bring justice and things like that. And they're making it sound like this was a couple days ago. Mainstream, lamestream media is lying. The parents are on Hannity's side.
Oh my God.
It's a lie. It was put out a couple of months ago when this was starting to be, when there were actual people who were trying to look into.
And the only reason they did the retraction is because of the cease and desist.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So his whole case went in the shithole.
Yay.
But Hannity, we've been talking about, about yesterday, going with it, running
fuck
with it. He's not letting it go.
I thought he said he wasn't going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, he said he's not going to talk about it anymore because he spoke with the family or they messaged the family and they messaged back. And... But then, later on in the evening, he retweeted his earlier tweet saying, I will never rest until...
No.
No, I will leave no stone unturned.
I thought...
We're going to get to the bottom
News
of this.
Did Fox News threaten to fire him? Or did I make that up in my head, hopefully?
I don't know if they threatened to fire him, but he...
I might have made that up.
Fox definitely issued a kind of retraction for the whole station.
Right.
got Gingrich.
Can Fox News?
Gingrich was on.
Oh, God.
By the way, he's also spewing.
Ooh,
the story.
He's spewing.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Did you see, by the way, that the Pope is allegedly... I saw a story from Italy media.
Yes.
About how the visit with the Pope went.
Okay.
And the whole state visit in general. They hate him. Everybody hates him. The world hates Trump.
How could you not?
They hate Trump.
And, the sane world hates Trump.
And right. And he was talking about, it was such a great meeting. It was awesome. Well, the story is, you know, that the Pope gave him the Pope's gift to Trump was a copy of the encyclical that he wrote last year, the Popey Proclamation,
right,
that he put out last year about climate change, that yes, we got to do something about this. We're fucking up the planet. It's God's planet. He's pissed.
Yeah, yeah. Read this, stupid.
Good for him.
Pro climate action. And he gave Trump a copy. Which, first of all, there's reading involved, so
kind of. He might not be able to read that fucking thing.
I think
thing,
that one's
dude.
Getting regifted.
Can we take into perspective that we have this holy man, this religious man that believes in dudes sitting on fucking clouds in the sky? He believes in climate change.
Right! That motherfucker!
Well,
I mean, come on!
I grew up Catholic. I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and that's why this whole science thing is baffling to me, because I was taught... The whole Adam and Eve thing, you know, cool story, didn't happen.
But
this is, there was this Big Bang thing, and then there was this evolution. Catholic school, fifth grade, I was taught that. Fourth grade. So, yes.
The Catholics in Chicago.
Are you going to bring up kid diddling?
No, not at all. I'm talking about compartmentalization. You guys, well, you know, your people.
It's a form of kid diddling. Yeah.
No, I the kid diddling thing, I, you know, horrible, horrific.
Right.
Catholics can compartmentalize bullshit very easily because they're drunk. They just want to drink.
You know how dare I mean? You?
So they can believe the shit in the Bible and also believe.
They don't believe the shit in the Bible. They believe it's a really cool story. Yeah. The Jesus-y stuff, they believe.
They don't let the climate change get in the way of their fucking relationship with the big JC.
They can open up a window and see that hail. The size of footballs is coming out of the sky when it never did before. They can, they agree with science.
Yeah. But the Southern Baptists can't really do that, though. My point is they can't. No, they can't.
Are they Young Earth?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
They believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible.
Even the Old Testament.
They even will bitch about the kind of Bible you use. They say the King James Version is the only word of God.
I see.
And they will poo-poo you for using any other version.
And full dunk.
Yes. Oh, fuck yeah.
Versus partial dunk.
Or you burn in hell. It's very odd.
We didn't get enough magic juice on you.
See, now there's where the Catholics have it going on. They get plenty of magic juice on you.
They just,
oh, I was.
No, the Catholics just wave. Oh, that kind of juice.
I was singing.
You get it later if you're an altar boy.
You get it all the time.
Why is Ben Carson trending?
Oh, shit.
I get excited every time I see him trend.
Ben Carson calls poverty a state of mind.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Dang. That, and by the way, that guy's, what is he in charge of?
Well, he's urban.
Oh, that's right.
So he's in charge of all the hip hop music.
Yeah.
In all the federal buildings.
Is that like when Billy Joel says, you know, New York state of mind, poverty state of mind?
Right.
Poverty's a state of mind.
It's over at Newsweek. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. What a fucking shitstorm we live in. I mean,
what
these names that we have to say. Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin, the slimiest, backstabbiest corporate capitalist fuckwad. Yeah, I mean, it's just a rogues gallery of evil and of incompetence. That's the only saving grace.
Yes.
Like John Oliver said.
Right.
Over the weekend. It's stupid Watergate. And that might be our saving grace, is that everyone is so
inept,
blindingly stupid and incompetent at all this that maybe that'll be our saving grace.
Clumsy. They're all so fucking clumsy and they can't shut their mouths.
And evil backstabbers. So they're all going to just fucking turn on each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we have to put up with stuff like, oh, where's the aircraft carrier? I don't know. Oh, by the way, we've got some nuclear
shit
over here and blah, blah, blah. You're stupid.
We got to survive till 2018.
Ride it
That's
out.
That's all we kind of got to do.
Yes.
Hope it doesn't turn into Gilead. Have you been watching Handmaid's Tale, by the way?
No, I need to get Hulu for like a month and just binge it.
Don't watch it. Don't watch that shit. Hulu.
No, yeah,
it's amazing. You got to watch it.
I really want to watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch that shit.
It's so disturbing. After you watch that, I'm like depressed. Honestly, it fucks you up.
Right.
I'm sure.
Because of our current politics.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God, that shit could possibly happen tomorrow. Maybe not.
It's gonna enrage the shit out of you.
Probably not. Probably not. But nonetheless, there's enough of a percentage of this country that might look at that and be like, you know, maybe parts.
Right.
Maybe parts
totally,
aren't so bad.
Dude.
Here's Ben Carson.
Is he awake?
This is an older clip that they were playing of him. But he was doing a town hall meeting.
Jeez,
apparently.
He does those?
Interviewed. He said it was on. Then he did a. It was on Sirius XM. Told Armstrong Williams in. In an interview that's supposed to.
God bless you.
Makes me all dyspeptic.
Ooh.
Squirt. He says, I think poverty to a large extent is also a state of mind.
What does he mean? What could he mean by
to
that?
To a large extent. I don't have fucking food, you asshole.
Yeah, I'm starving.
My state of mind is hunger.
I can't think because
yeah, man,
I haven't eaten in days.
That is fucking insane.
Or I'm exhausted from working my shitty, low-paying job that corporate cum stains won't pay enough for.
Right.
Because they got to milk every cent out of it so that they can keep their houses in the Hamptons.
Yes.
Sorry. You take somebody that has the right mindset, you can take everything from them, put them on the street, and I guarantee in a little while they'll be right back up there. You lying sack of shit. If they are black.
Yes.
If they are black. If they are pregnant and you make them have the fucking kid. I mean, you try to be a single parent raising one to two kids.
God.
One fucking McDonald's salary, you asshat.
Yeah.
And you know, why don't we do the same thing with the corporations then? If they think that, then why don't we take all the corporate welfare from Exxon or Apple and say, okay, now better yourself. Just have a different state of fucking mind.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Oh, my God. I think the majority of people don't. I gotta stop. I think the majority of people.
It's a good Ben Carson.
Don't have that defeatist attitude, but they sometimes just don't see the way. And that's where government can come in and be very helpful. It can provide the ladder of opportunity. It can provide the mechanism that will demonstrate to them what will be done.
Holy fucking shit.
Teach them how to fish. Don't hand them the fish.
Demonstrate to them.
What is government supposed to do if it's not supposed to take care of the least of us? I don't get it. I don't understand that.
Oh, and it's a way of blaming people for their own lot in life. Like, it's your fault you're poor. It's your fault you were dealt a raw
lazy.
Deal.
You're lazy.
You're
a flawed person because you're poor. Obviously, you're not working hard enough. He said
you're
that.
You're not
That's
trying
what he said.
Hard enough.
If you take a successful person, take away all their money, drop in the middle of the ghetto.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
Right, absolutely.
They'll be fine because they're smart.
Didn't he see the movie Trading Places?
Right.
That makes the point,
That is a great movie to bring up. Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect example of
who's in that?
Dan Aykroyd,
Jamie Lee Curtis, and Eddie Murphy.
He's a wealthy finotwant.
Yes, he's a 1%er
finance asshole,
right?
Who gets fucked by the Koch brothers? Basically, those guys are the Koch brothers. If you go back and watch that movie,
they were just fucking
those
around
two brothers.
Too.
Yeah,
just fucking around. They wanted to do a social experiment,
right? Spoiler alert. And their point is that they switch Eddie Murphy, who's like a street hustler,
right?
With they can put any moron in Dan Aykroyd's position and turn him into Mr. Finance Guru that everybody listens to.
And
so
he does.
So then they destroyed Dan Aykroyd, made him look like a criminal, took away all of his money
planted
and everything.
Drugs on
right. And Eddie Murphy all of a sudden ascended into the success. And it was to show that people are dumb and
and
whoever you want there.
You remember
spoiler
the scene
alert.
Where Dan Aykroyd shows up with a gun dressed as Santa at the corporate party for his old job that he got fired from.
So Dan Aykroyd, I mean, he had no he had no recourse.
Right.
He wasn't successful anymore.
Well,
things
weren't
working for him.
Well, define success, because he did in that movie, his character does hook up with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's something, isn't it? That's something.
Were those Jamie Lee Curtis hits we saw
yes,
in that movie?
Yes, absolutely
too?
They were. I mean, I wasn't
I
there.
I
can't
remember those. When I was young, being
I
like.
I swear to it.
I saw her in Venice quite often when I lived over on that side of the town.
Topless?
She's a nice lady. Yeah. No. Yeah. Can I see your rack, Ms. Curtis?
I want to compare.
Right. Trading Places. Go pick up the movie on Amazon.
God, they have this. Here's this other quote from Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes they have a highlight reel of past atrocities. This one was.
There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less.
Immigrants that came in the bottom of slave ships.
They worked for less.
They were immigrants.
We heard somebody else say that recently, too. Somebody else said that. They called slaves immigrants.
I'm willing to narrow it down to a Republican.
Yeah. This guy is black.
Who, Ben Carson? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
A lot of our black members on the Facebook.
Yes.
It used the term Uncle Tom pretty frequently in regards to him. Yeah.
I mean, that is just, that's discounting a whole people's history.
They also sling the N-word sometimes. And
I'm always
wondering, do I like that? Are we supposed to like that comment?
Yeah, no. That's tough.
If they're black and they use the N-word again,
like
house N-word, they use a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like he's just a house.
Mm-hmm.
And
you leave that shit alone, man.
I don't know whether to like that one.
I would let that one go by because they get to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That you don't get to say it.
You don't get to approve or disapprove.
Right.
You just got
stay out of it. Just back away.
You know what?
Back away, white people.
You know, when I don't understand something, generally I try to shut the fuck up. And when I don't shut the fuck up, I get in trouble.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's a good philosophy.
Is it? Damn. Everybody be quiet or else.
Well,
shit, that's fucked up.
Not be quiet.
Yeah.
Run what you're about to say through a filter.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's
fire
good.
A neuron before.
No!
You
not
say,
everything white people have to say needs to be heard.
Right.
That's true. By anyone.
And not interesting.
You know what? Say it to your cat first. See what they say. Say it to Bumper.
Yeah. See what he thinks.
Bumper thinks this. Are you food?
Or are you feeding me?
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
So as Trump met in Italy, the media there was less than kind.
No.
And I saw an article that says many Italians are using a single word about Donald Trump.
Yes.
And they're calling him Pazzo.
What does that mean?
That?
Crazy. Batshit. Nuts.
Well, yeah.
Crazy.
Say it again. Pazzo?
Pazzo.
Pazzo.
P-A-Z-Z-O.
Okay.
Benedetta Albardi,
hey.
Who's a pharmacist in near St. Peter's Square. Oh. I got to go back. Said, people think he's a little crazy.
A little crazy?
A little.
Yeah.
That's being polite.
Pazzo. He's got the fucking launch codes. Whatever.
Orasti Gionti,
hey.
Who is a project manager for a telecommunications consulting company.
Oh, shit.
Said the first impression is that he's crazy and dangerous.
I mean, if we really think this guy might have dementia, isn't there a responsibility for the country to fucking impeach this dude?
Well, you one would think, unless you're a Republican.
You gotta find a Republican with some fucking balls.
Good luck.
There's a couple. Remember, there were those two that were slap fighting each other, yes. over who said impeachment first.
Right.
Remember,
they're having a little cock off.
Amash is one of them. I think he's from Michigan. I could be wrong, but I think it's Jordan Amash. He was the first one who was like, you know, maybe we should start thinking about this impeachment thing. And but then there was another. These are both purple statey, purple yes. districty guys.
They need to say that.
There was another one who said it, but then his people put out a press release. The second dude that was like, actually, I said it first.
Jeez.
So that's a good sign.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That they're starting to fight over. Well, no, I was the one. I want to be in the history books as the first one that said.
I think in the end, there's going to be a lot of that. Well, I always had you know.
Paul Ryan and Mitch the Bitch are going to have to justify their fucking existence when this guy gets impeached. How are they going to do that? Is it going to be the ultimate flip-flop from them?
I don't see how they can't go down.
They have to.
I don't see how Pence can't go down because they're saying now that he knew about he knew about Flynn.
Logically, but if there's no proof, he gets transition to stay team.
He knew.
That's going to be fucking proof.
He was in charge of the transition team, he's trying to claim, I never saw that memo.
I tell you what.
So, I mean, it's just proof. It's complete ineptness.
Yeah.
Ineptitude.
We're not going to know what to do. I think the thing is, at the end of all this bullshit, no one is going to know what to do because there might be enough. I mean, how do you get rid of a vice president? Do you impeach him as well? Can impeach a vice president, can't
you? I'm sure there's a process. I don't know.
But then we get Paul Ryan. We don't want that either.
Well, but yeah, what if he, you know, they were talking about a president Orrin Hatch if these other guys are implicated.
You know what? Better than all those people.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were both briefed on the alleged information they had about Flynn.
Right. So they're implicated.
And they did nothing.
They didn't do shit.
Republicans did go to jail under with the whole Nixon affair.
Yeah, right. A bunch of them, 20-something people, yeah. Nixon only danced because Ford gave him a pardon.
And then
and he was never impeached, by the way.
Really?
Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yeah.
They had started impeachment proceedings, I believe, against Nixon. And he resigned before they actually took the impeachment vote. But I think Bill Clinton was impeached, wasn't he? Didn't the House convict
absolutely.
Him, but the Senate didn't?
I think, what do you think is going to happen with Schittler? I think he's going to resign.
Yeah, I think they're...
For sure.
I think they're going to pull the medical card.
No, I don't think he's... I think he's just going to say, they treated me very unfair. I mean, I don't know if he's going to want to show the weakness of hell.
He's going to resign, and then when that RICO shit starts... He's going to fucking kill himself.
A lot of Italians are comparing Trump to Silvio Berlusconi.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Dang.
Who was the billionaire populist.
That's right.
Who was their prime minister, who for 9 years over a 2-decade span was their prime minister, on and off.
Yes.
He was finally forced out with tax fraud conviction. And there was at one point where they were talking about the possible underagitude of some of the girls that used to visit the fuck cave.
Right.
That he literally had.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
There's whispers of that with Schittler.
And he was the same thing. It was populist. The same bullshit.
And
he ended up fucking the country.
Does he have a secret fuck cave or no? We don't know.
Who would know?
Fuck cave.
The Secret Service would know.
Ha 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 ha.
I wonder, just some of these rats are just going to start leaving the ship. And if he does go down in total flames, imagine the stories we're going to hear and get all these book deals.
Oh my God.
Imagine Kellyanne Conway's book. I loathe her with the fire of 20 Sons, but I want to read that book.
Why is she still there? I mean, why would she want to be there? I don't understand what her deal is.
How do we know all these people aren't implicated in shit?
Well, right.
Yeah.
And at what point are you all in? We're going to either try to get out of it or we're all going to jail.
And what does somebody like Kellyanne Conway do for a living after this? I mean, anybody
I can't imagine,
with
right?
Schittler,
I mean
no. Poor Spicy. Oh no, Spicy's gonna be able to get a job again.
Yeah, great choice, Dad.
You know where they go? They go. They do like Flynn. They fucking go and they work for some foreign government, for some other horrible authoritarian.
Yeah, you
and
know.
And help get them elected and shit.
That's the sad part. I think a lot of these people, despite what we think, are going to totally land on their feet. They're going to do fine.
Rich fucking white people.
They're Republicans. They can get away with anything.
Yeah, if she doesn't go to jail, Betsy DeVos will be fine.
Absolutely.
With her Amway billions.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't see Schittler not going to jail.
We can hope.
Oh, I don't think he'll go to jail.
No,
even with
so
that
either.
RICO stuff.
I think they'll pull the for the good of the country.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
For the good of the country, he's not going to go to jail. And that's why I think they'll pull the dementia card. Not
right.
that he doesn't have it. I think he might. I think there might be something to that. Possibly. I don't know. I have no evidence.
You know, maybe
but,
it's just real fucking stupid.
I think there's that.
He's dumb.
I don't think he's bright.
Right.
We talked about it before. His success is his dad's evil lawyers followed him and hooked him up with the Russian mob in the 90s after he pissed away the empire.
Oh, yeah,
they talk about how great he is. I went bankrupt 4 times and came back. You went bankrupt 4 times.
You fucking asshole. With lots of money.
I know a whole bunch of really good businessmen who have 0.0 bankruptcies.
Yeah.
No, I play the system.
Ugh.
God.
So gross.
Piotis. I just want the fucking tapes to come out of him getting peed on or watching the peeing or something. I just want that.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. We got Celeste helping us out.
Thank you.
On the Twitter.
Follow Celeste.
At Celeste Pewter. Embrace madness. On the Twitter.
Do you embrace madness?
When I can.
Voice.
When I have some extra money.
Do you embrace madness? Or have you?
Often and frequently.
Yes.
New reporting over at the New York Times, which...
oh, shit.
They're pulling a train on the Trump administration with the Washington Post, fortunately.
Ooh, let me start filming.
That,
more like a centipede.
Did you see the Love Fest, by the way? Over the weekend, I think it was? Or late last week? But there was like the New York Times... There was an editorial at the New York Times filleting the Washington Post.
No shit.
And like with a link to the Washington Post, like... about all the great journalism they're doing. It was just this giant love fest between the two big
weird
separate companies.
They're
fucked up.
They're competing with each other.
Right. Well, they're
I have my issues.
The enemy of my enemy.
The Times is putting out things every a section every Saturday to talk about the good things about Trump because everyone's talking about
that
shit.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
And they're fucking assholes about the Hillary stuff.
I mean,
too.
Was that just
it's like it's a play.
Was that a reach around for their real conservative viewership?
They have plenty.
And they figure that the rest of us will just read
the
real news and the real take
journalism.
Down of Trump.
You don't go out and say I'm going to write a piece about positive things about this person. Like
maybe
that's
they're
not
being snarky though.
Yes.
Maybe it's snarky because. How big are those columns?
I don't know. I haven't.
How big
I just
have
saw
those...
the press release for the.
And I think they were asking for submissions. Like, I don't think they were even saying we're going to, we're going to put out these stories of the good that he does. I think they were saying, tell us what you think the president is
doing.
Yeah,
that's
they good.
Did say that.
I mean, he's.
Well, border crossings are down.
yeah.
If that's what you're into,
I mean, you know,
if that's your number one concern, ridiculously.
But like telling both sides of it, what the fuck? Well, whatever happened to just finding out the truth? How do you tell both sides of this story?
What is this word you speak of?
Yeah,
right.
What is this T word?
Balance is weird. The idea that things need to be in balance is strange to me. Because that would say, I don't get that. fair and balanced reporting. How about just accurate?
Not every side is equal.
Yeah. Yes.
Say the facts. The facts will land on one side or the other.
Right. If your side is that you're pro-slavery or whatever, you know,
right,
then fuck your side. Right. Fuck your side.
It wasn't about slavery. It's about states' rights.
Right.
To own slaves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So the news over at the New York Times, Matthew Rosenberg, Adam Goldman, and Matt Apuzzo working on this story. They're saying American spies collected information last summer revealing that senior Russian intelligence
Hey, whatever Sean Connery said, that's what I say.
Oh, well, that might have been nicked. Just slap him around a bit.
Damn.
Just backhand him if they talk to him.
God, he was a piece of shit,
He
right?
said that. That there's,
in that
there's,
interview.
There's a time when a woman deserves to be slapped.
No.
No, yeah. Oh. Sorry, Kelly. Did I burst your 007 bubble?
Was he your favorite?
It's all right. No, I've heard he's kind of shitty.
An R.I.P. Roger Moore.
That's right. He's
Some
dead.
Would argue was the best Bond.
I mean, he was the funniest. Roger Moore was funny. I mean, he had a sense of humor. Yeah. You know, he did those Cannonball Run movies where he pretended to be James Bond or something, or a James Bond-like character.
He was the funnier Bond.
Right.
He definitely was, but it was that kind of a, I don't know, foppish air to him or whatever. Yeah. There was that always like kind of smirk. He wasn't like the angry, like that other Timothy Dalton.
Roger
Trump
Moore
was like
just
Trump 007 was angry 007.
Right. Roger Moore was always like one click away from like talking into a shoe phone.
Yeah, I guess that was that 70s kind of, probably, right? 70s, 80s kind of
The View to technology. A Kill. That's my favorite Roger Moore James Bond movie. Grace Jones. And the best fucking Bond song.
Not Octopussy.
Octopussy.
So they're saying that these Russian officials were talking about how to exert influence over Trump through his advisors.
Okay.
According to three current and former American officials familiar with the intelligence. So
interesting.
Who's that leak? I don't care what it says. Somebody's right. Leaking.
God.
The conversations focused on Manafort, who was the campaign chairman at the time.
Who? I don't know. He hardly worked for us at
all. Is this the biggest dirt bag associated with Trump? Because Manafort seems very slimy.
That is such a tough composition. Yeah,
right.
Miller.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Miller.
Yeah, that's
Bannon.
True.
They've got. Remember they got hacked tweets from his daughters or hacked text messages where the daughters are talking about how heinous he is?
Well, Manafort had
people killed. The one daughter is like...
Didn't Manafort help Putin take over, occupy Ukraine?
He was trying to help the disinformation campaign to
and
flip...
And that oligarch, right?
To flip Ukraine from... they had Yanukovych. They were pro-Yanukovych. Who was, you know, a zillionaire, just a Putin whore. And then when the people overthrew Yanukovych, Yanukovych scurried over to Russia.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's hanging out with Vlad now. And
meanwhile, Manafort's got a big bag of cash somewhere.
Literally.
That you can't account for. $12 million, right? You don't know where it came from.
Didn't they say that there was a house that he kept?
Yeah, he had the money in the walls or
that
something.
He had the money stored there. It was just like there.
It was just there on the coffee table.
We get a house for cash.
Right.
I have one of those.
I want that too.
Mine's empty.
No.
Plenty of room in that.
They were also looking at Flynn.
Yes.
So this is huge. This is Russian spies and officials saying, we're going to get Trump. We got this Flynn dude we can talk to. We got this Manafort over our shit. It said some of them boasted about how well they knew Mr. Flynn.
We're great friends. He comes over and he, you know, He plays chess.
Oh, and here. Others were discussing leveraging their ties to Viktor Yanukovych, the deposed president of Ukraine, who is now living in exile in Russia.
Oh, shit.
Who at one time worked closely with Mr. Manafort.
Damn, I mean, how the fuck? How do you find a Paul Manafort? Manafort, he's calling Manafort. Oh, God, I happened into something very funny there.
They may have. I think probably a few schoolyard kids have run into that one. In all the Manaforts.
I'm not the first.
All the Manaforts passed.
Damn
yeah.
It.
It says the intelligence was among the clues, which also included information about direct communication between Mr. Trump's advisors and Russian officials.
Oh,
so this
shit.
Is the shit that Trey, my head is shaped.
Trey Gowdy.
Like a tampon applicator. Yes. Gowdy.
Shove it in there.
Which I don't think women should be covered under women's health care. I think that should be covered under
tampons?
Women's health care. Why not?
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Why not?
Seriously.
Yeah, government tampons.
Instead of having in a lot of states an extra tax on them.
Is that true?
There's a luxury tax in a lot of states.
I think most of them are getting rid of those.
Yeah, they call it a luxury tax
on it. There's not on Rogaine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or a hard-on pill.
Right.
Or condoms. I know that.
Yeah. Details of the conversation, some of which have not been previously reported, add to an increased understanding of the alarm inside the American government last year about the Russian disruption campaign.
Oh, my God.
As American officials began investigating Russian attempts to fuck with our election.
You know, it's kind of interesting because the Russians probably think, well, we can't control Facebook and we can't control what's said on those platforms, but we can get into the fight, right? We can fuck up the news. So yeah. Our information is proliferated by, you know, the social media
and
platforms.
All the different directions you're coming. You've got fake news stories that they then sick their legions of social media bots on to make sure that those stories float to the top.
Yes.
So that all the conservatives are going, oh, my God, Hillary.
Right. And then you have a whole, quote unquote, news network that's backing this shit up.
Well, exactly.
That's right.
Rupert Murdoch, I still say the supreme evil of much of this.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
He single-handedly, with his evil takeover and his spin as propaganda, definitely here in this country, there was those couple, it's a book or an article or something like that, like, Rupert Murdoch, what did you do to my father? It's people of...
You elected Trump.
Our age and younger or whatever. What'd you do to my grandfather?
Absolutely, man.
It was a wonderful, nice person, and now they've been watching fucking Fox News for all these years, and they're hateful, redneck, racist, xenophobe.
And it's 24 hours, and then when you watch it, not only is it that story, it's every story on the byline.
Right.
Obama.
All right.
Today, you know, that guy, we're not saying he was born in Kenya, but some people are saying, right.
Yeah. I mean, our president's a birther. Trump is a birther.
Yeah. Reluctantly, he refuted that, but I don't believe a word of it.
Yeah.
Because he was like, all right, fine. He's born in America. Okay.
But he was embracing the birtherism just to appeal to the fucking redneck
racist.
And then
racist, he blamed it on Hillary.
I don't think he was.
You think he's one of those idiots that believe that?
Oh, fully.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
he believes in conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I don't think he was faking that just to get dummies. I think he was faking the Bible.
Right.
For sure.
Which could not have been more obvious.
It's his favorite book.
That he was faking. 2 Corinthians go into a bar. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious.
It's
your favorite part of the Bible. Oh, all of it.
All of it.
It's make a great movie.
Almost as good as my book.
I highly... that I never fucking read and somebody else wrote for me. You think you ever read Art of the Deal?
No.
I had Ivanka read it to me.
Did he do the audio
she
of that?
She sat in my lap.
I wonder, did he? No, he didn't. He didn't because I played a clip of it and it's some other dude.
Who's anti-Trump now?
The guy who wrote the Art of the Deal is
talked about how crazy
he is. Who does the audio of it, though?
I don't know. It was a different voice, though.
That wasn't him?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
that would be amazing. I would love. How does Donald Trump read?
He's so bad.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have the patience for that. Although he loves to hear himself talk.
Oh, yes.
That's about neat. Himself. So he probably would.
Whether the Russians worked directly with any Trump advisors is one of the central questions that federal investigators.
Yes.
And now Robert Mueller.
Okay.
Newly appointed special counsel are seeking to answer. Trump, of course, dismisses all talk of Russian interference as fake news. There's no interference.
It's insane.
He was calling the NSA and calling the CIA and being like, when are you guys going to, like, you know, put it out on Craigslist or something that nobody's looking at me?
How do you? He's so stupid. You can't even talk about it. It's so dumb.
I use the word a lot, but goddamn, cartoonishly dumb. It's cartoonish.
Yeah.
If the Russian thing is fake news, then why are you asking people to shut down the investigation of something fake?
Because it's distracting from the issues of what people really want.
Okay. He stood next to Netanyahu the other day and said, I just want everyone to know.
Oh, yeah.
In that meeting with the Russians,
right.
I never once used the word Israel or said the name Israel.
Oh, shit.
I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah. He's done hardly any press conferences, and he fucked up one of them.
Spectacular.
Is that the one where he said
and
he
the
was
look
in
on
the Middle
Netanyahu's face.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Is that the press conference where he was in the Middle East, and he said, oh, I just got back from the Middle East.
In Israel.
Yeah. Shit, man.
You know, I was just in the Middle East.
You're in it!
And right. And the Israeli dude, it wasn't Netanyahu, it was another dude who was standing there with him, was like, what? Oh,
what a
God.
Dick. What a fucking dickhead. He's a dickhead.
Who would think we'd be wistful for George Bush?
Well, no kidding, dude. No fucking kidding.
I mean, he had his stuff, like, you know, trying to give Merkel a back rub and things like that.
Still the worst president. Still, George Bush is still worse than Trump. Light us into
body
a war.
Only so
body
far
count, yeah.
as Trump hasn't gotten us into a war yet.
Yeah, he's working real hard.
Yeah, but W lied us into a fucking war. That's
where we're
unreal.
Heading.
Unreal.
And that's one of the things that in that article about the Italians, the reaction there was that their concerns are like he's going to start a war with North Korea.
You know what?
And what's up with the wall?
Right.
They were saying, like, that's the dumbest idea we've ever heard in our lives.
Yeah, welcome to the party, dudes. Yeah, we're all concerned. We're all fucking concerned.
Right.
It's almost, you know, it's so fucked up. It's like, it's almost irritating. I'm almost tired of hearing the rest of the world say how concerned they are. We get it. We're in the same fucking boat, dumbass.
Allegedly,
they have a right to say that.
Pope is not happy with the selection of Callista Gingrich as the ambassador to the Vatican.
Can we not have somebody that used to fuck Newt because they just used to fuck Newt?
Still, they're still together.
Man. Does that mean Gingrich gets to go?
He's going to have a pass wandering, waddling through the halls of the Vatican.
Why does he want to go there? Why would he
I'd rather have
fucking
him over there than here. Sorry, guys.
You can have him.
Yeah. Could you imagine Newt on top of you, looking at you with that big fucking head.
Stop it.
The big fucking head I just described.
No.
Now it's inside you.
No. Oh, God.
No, that's real. That's a real thing. That person.
Draw that line.
Ooh.
It's for all the bulimics listening to the show.
Yeah, there you go.
We just help you out.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Don't just stick your finger down there this time.
No. Just think of this.
So there you go. Breaking news. Over at the New York Times, today's little bit of fun. We'll see if WAPO does the left-right, because that's usually what happens frequently, is the Washington Post will be like, oh, shit, the Times came out with something. Let's drop something now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
The 1-2 punch.
Really, it's the lamestream lying media. It's gonna fucking save us.
It's not fake news.
And then we need to break them up.
Or the media. Oh, absolutely.
We need to break big every... I'm going to get all commie pinko liberal. We need to break big everything up.
Right.
We really do.
Big banks. Break those fuckers up. Walmart. Storm the Walmart. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you know,
Walmart, I loathe Walmart.
Yeah.
For what it's done to small towns and individual businesses and lives.
But just think about it. Not only do they get all the business in that area, they fuck all the people that live there
and
the
work
shop
there.
You know what I mean?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Their stuff is
Goddamn
really
stuff
shitty,
stuff
though.
Is cheap, though.
Their stuff is cheap, but it is fucking cheap. It breaks. It doesn't
and
work.
And there's areas that you can have no choice.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? Their stuff is cheap.
You have no choice because they've destroyed all of the other smaller
there's
businesses.
No other place to get shit.
Where you could have possibly gone to get something.
And
so all that's left is fancy
they even sell
versions
gas.
Of that you can't afford.
They even sell gas, dude. And then when you buy gas at a Walmart, I think you get a discount on other shit that you buy at their store.
Well, yeah. It's a horrible process.
Yeah.
And they're so big and nasty that they're at the point now where they tell, like, distributors, they tell these companies, fuck you if you don't want to work with us at this rate.
And Amazon is selling Walmart stuff now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's spectacular. My
God. God
bless America.
What God? They know God blessing us.
And what was it about the Olympics that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of people on. It was trending earlier, like no Olympics, LA or something. People aren't happy. About
I don't
it.
Blame them.
Yeah,
I don't blame the world. I wouldn't have the Olympics here if I was the rest of the world. I'd be like, are you fucking crazy?
You allocate money to something that's only for a short period of time.
What brown country? What country full of brown people is going to send their athletes to anywhere in America?
Oh, my God.
A lot of people here don't want it because they're going to move out the homeless.
Yeah.
None of that money is going to go back. I mean, how much of that money is going to come back into L.A.?
It doesn't translate to jobs, to long-term jobs. And, you know, see all those websites where they have pictures of, you know, like abandoned Olympic villages? Like in Sarajevo?
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least you get a lot more flowers planted in the median of all your highways.
There you go.
That's what you see.
And some private contractors get to make some millions.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of your buddies get to build all those temporary structures and everything. And
right.
Gouge the government.
God.
God bless America.
I mean, the only way you make money off that, I guess, you can benefit if you put your place on Airbnb if you live in an Olympic area, right?
For sure.
You're renting
spectacular, yeah.
Some bobsledding team from
join Uber
Haiti.
For that little,
yeah. Whoops. In Italy, yeah, they're comparing him to Berlusconi. A lot of people are comparing him to Berlusconi. Sometimes I think he thinks he's on The Apprentice.
Does he? Oh shit. That's what you listen. You got to make the guy feel like a fucking movie star. That's a nightmare.
This guy is perfect. Well, you know, Italy, they said he's not exactly the same because Italy is a little country. If we have another Silvio Berlusconi, it's dangerous only for us.
Holy shit.
You guys are the big fucking giant superpower
that
can fuck the entire planet.
The entire
fucking
God. If we pull out the Paris Accords, if we...
If we're not
China,
in those, then what does it matter?
China is doing better. I just saw last week they passed more regulations. Climate change kind of shit.
God. We're aligning ourselves with shitheads.
Again, Republicans are the only major party in the world that doesn't believe in climate change.
Got it. You know, I never thought about it like that.
Disgusting. There's some assholes, but major party. But there's major some assholes party. In Australia. Again, fucking Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch. Again.
Yeah.
That same goddamn motherfucker. They had that Abbott? What was the name of the guy that was like their Trump kind of a little while ago?
In Australia.
He was some rich jizz stain.
No, yes.
Who, right wing nut job. Who did the same thing. Like, oh, we're going to burn all the coal we want and fuck the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
The hell with them. And immigrants, we'll keep them on an island.
What does it matter? I mean, like, for things like NATO, if we're not in that, if we're not supportive of that, what does it matter? What does NATO matter then?
We just got to fucking soldier through.
We got to wait for these Republicans.
2018.
Like yeah. Paul Ryan to impeach this fucker.
Holy shit, we got to go. That went so quickly.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, boys. Kelly the Boys, thanks for joining us here live in the studio.
Yes.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And everybody, don't forget to listen to K-Boys, Voice of Resistance.
Viva la Resistance.
All kinds of times. Go to crabdiving.com, check the schedule over to the right.
Yes.
And that's where the daily schedule is. You can see when K-Boys is on.
Resist.
And it's also on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes.
And all the other apps that are out there that pull the feed from iTunes and Stitcher.
Pull my feed.
Don't forget, Ryan is going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Don't forget Amazon for all your internet buying stuff kind of needs. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, baby.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Yes. And here's Kelly.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.